Namaste and welcome to the Wisdom Workshop by Purvisha Paulini on business topics and global events in connection with spirituality. Integral and sustainable change means to integrate this aspect on a deeper level as well, because knowing people means knowing business. Welcome back to the Living India podcast, and I'm very happy to be back again here. And today we have a kind of different role, because it's wonderful to see today our topic is going to be about choice. And the choice today is that Julia is going to join this podcast the last time, also as a host, but I'm quite sure we will meet you very frequently in future in different contexts. Hi, Julia.
Hi. Hi, Purvi.
As already introduced, today we are going to speak about choice. And I would like to start, as usual, with a quote, and it's quite short. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice. So what choice did you make in the last weeks, and what do you think about this topic?
Well, yeah, it's interesting that we have chosen this topic, because I've come along this topic choice all the time at the moment. And I remember having sent out a message for a friend on Christmas, and I would like to repeat it here for everyone, because I think it's very important and it is about choice. So what I sent to my friends, I need to read it maybe. I said, when the world goes crazy, we have the choice to play along or not every day. Do we want to be the victims of our thoughts and feelings, the victims of life circumstances? Or do we want to be the co-creators of a beautiful, peaceful, and joyful world? Do we want to see the problem or the solution? Do we want to feel the suffering or the joy? Do we want to perceive worry or trust? Do we want to grumble or to laugh? Do we want to make ourselves crazy noisily? Or do we want to wait in silence for the wave that gently carries us along? Our innermost being is what we bring out into the open when the world is what it is. Therefore, nothing is more important than that we become aware of our own beauty and magic by tidying up within ourselves and around us, because the world can also recover and return into its balance, peace, and contentment when we are. So this is why choice is so important to me, because I believe that we behave differently when we do the things that we should do because they must be done, or when we do them because we really are passionate about doing them. And I start with a story from my son, which I have in mind now, because when he started going to school, he was not really fond of going to school because there was this must behind it. He had no freedom of choice. And for that reason, we had a deal. We created a deal. And this deal was that he has a card. It was green, so we called it green card. And it was a card which allowed him to take one day off every school year. So in the first class, in the first year of his school, he, after 1 week, said, oh, mommy, I don't want to go to school. And he threw his card. And I remember we had a beautiful day in the zoo, and we had a crepe with cinnamon and sugar, and everybody else was in school. And after that, every week, my son would say, oh, I don't want to go to school. And I said, sorry, honey, you have already made your choice, and you have taken your day off card in the beginning of the school year. Now you need to be self-disciplined and diligent until next year. And for him, this was such a, I don't know, such a great mind changer, that he in the next year, in the next school year, he started to go to school with joy and very much diligent and self-disciplined every morning. And he would smile and say, I know I have this card, but I'm not going to throw it. I want to throw it shortly before summer break, when everybody has to sit in the hot school and I can go into the public swimming pool with you. So he made this choice. I mean, it was only one card. It was not that he could choose every day, actually. He could only choose once. But for him, it was so good to being able to be in freedom of choosing every day. And so he went to school very passionately all of a sudden. And I think this is what I mean with choice. When we choose with our heart and we do the things we want to do from our very insides, then we act with a profound intention. And with this profound intention, we start becoming very self-disciplined. It is our freedom to be self-disciplined, to be diligent, to be focused, and to be fully aware.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is, I totally agree. But I would also say that actually everyone gets up every morning and chooses the life and the deeds or the actions which are taking place minute by minute, hour by hour, and but we are not doing it consciously. Now, I think what you are differentiating is doing certain things consciously. If I believe, for example, I have to get up every morning and do this job, though I'm not happy in that job, I do that consciously, or I do that because I was taught so that life is like that. It's not kind of a candy stick that you can choose every day what you want. That's the upbringing. So I think I'm also repeating myself there. The programming from the beginning was a different one. And understanding that we have a choice, actually we are already living in that choice. But if we do it consciously, the quality of our actions and the quality of how we think, the quality of how we see the world will change. The situation we are in will not change at all. It will be the same. Yeah, it's snowing outside, but it's right now my decision to go out or not to go out. Yeah, do I like the snow or don't I like the snow? If I say I don't like the snow, I have the choice to stay back. Yeah. Now, taking this example for work is actually the same thing. I'm getting up every day, and there were other times in my life where I got up and I was not happy at all. Yeah. And my change took place unconsciously. I didn't do that consciously. By changing my employee status towards becoming self-employed, thinking back, yes, it was my choice, but being in there, I didn't realize that I really consciously actually choose that. And while experiencing this kind of life, I said, I will never go back into that employee status, at least that what I have experienced in that time. I think today it is totally different. You are more flexible and all that. But my choice today is very conscious to say, I would like to stay here and try to be as good in my job that I can, you know, survive and I can have a good life in that. And again, the decision of, or the definition of what good life is my choice, but now taking it very consciously.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's very beautiful. And at the same time, and this is what I also think, it makes it more effortless. So, and if we talk about, now let's talk about yoga or about, you know, samadhi, all the things we talked about, when we are in the free crown chakra, in the Sahasrara chakra, it is said that we are fully disciplined, focused, and aware, conscious of what we do. And at the same time, things are being done effortless, and we are fully in love with it. We are fully saying yes. We are fully passionate about what we are doing. And these states of being completely both in a disciplined and at the same time in an effortless way, this fusion of the both is, I always like to say, like Karate Kid in the film, when he had to sort of, you know, paint the wall up and down and up and down. And then he says, Mr. Miyagi, when do we practice fighting? And he said, oh, when the time has come. And at the end, this was the practice. Mm-hmm. So we can put this all on our daily life, because the moment that we have really focused and trained, and maybe this is sometimes hard. My yoga teacher always says, yoga is no fun, but what comes afterwards is fun. And I love this, because this very disciplined morning rituals I have, they support me in being so free of thought that I sort of forget about boundaries and about polarities and about anything. And I just live my life very effortless and very focused all of a sudden. And I mean, if we now put this choice topic onto daily life, like you say, when we choose a job and we do it, but when we then have chosen it and then we think, oh, I actually want to leave it, but well, now that I have chosen it and I'm afraid of what comes afterwards and there's uncertainty and I rather stay, then we choose to stay in this job, but at the same time we have a but. And I think this yes but is really something which we don't need. So as example, somebody asked me how my opinion is about this vaccination, the COVID vaccination, and I said, well, it doesn't matter if you do vaccination or meditation, if you do operation or acupuncture, or if you are socially distancing yourself from others, or if you are very close to many every day. It is a matter of your choice and about this yes, fully yes, or yes, but. So if you go to the vaccination and you have a but in your mind, oh my God, this might not be so good for my health, then you can get ill. If you meditate every day and say, oh my God, I'm not vaccinated, oh my God, then meditation will not bring it. So the moment you have a yes without a but, then you are fully focused, fully effortless, fully diligent, and fully in the flow and in love with what you do. And again, then this is what I mean by choice.
Yeah, and I think you're saying something very important here, because if there is a yes, but it's not a yes. Only 100% yes is a yes. So I fully agree. And I would also talk about, you have not mentioned that term, but what you are trying to explain is also about separation. And since we are also here about the Eastern and Western philosophies, and the Wisdom Workshop is also there to talk about that. If you look at the Western world, which is master in separating everything, and the Eastern world that has done everything which is about within. And it's now time, and that's also what I wish in politics and economics, that both merge with each other, because there is an outside and an inside. Now, we live in this duality. That's how it is. And on the other hand, it is also very important, if we don't want to be a victim, that we do inner work. That is very important. But I always emphasize at the end that the actual meditation takes place in real life. In interacting with others. You know, I can sit in my room. I do meditate, by the way, every day. And I'm really quite happy that I can sit for an hour. And there are many different possibilities to meditate, with music and in silence or whatever is the access people have. But at the end, really putting that into action, whatever you feel and realize, it's about realization. It has to take place in real life. And now for those people who really feel very often as victims, the question is, how can this mindset be changed, that they say, it's me who has the choice to be a victim, or I will choose to be a co-creator? Because co-creation is quite a new word, actually, which is created, which merged in the last, let's say, I think since the 70s. Yeah. And what does actually co-creation mean? This is something which also needs maybe to be elaborated.
Yes, it's very interesting. So if I follow these Buddhist sayings, I always laugh. There's one that says the greatest medicine is emptiness. And I love this, because when we are empty, when we are tidied up, then, and as you say, we need to implement it into daily life, then daily life has a different influence on us. So the moment we are here, very resilient, very healthy, very good from within ourselves, realizing who we are and how we would like to live our life, this moment we can go out into this life, and every influence that comes can be taken by us in another way, in a very much more calmer way, in a much more easier way. And we also, I don't remember in which podcast, but we also have talked about time. And there comes the issue of time in again, because if we believe that this world is a creation of a creator who allows us to live time to live this life and to being able to experience this life. But on the other hand, everything has already been created. Then we might think of, well, why do we make a choice anyway if the whole world already is created? And on the other hand, if we make a choice and go right, the horizon which will open up in front of us will be a different one than when we go left. This is another horizon. And at the same time, both horizons have already been created before we have made the decision to do them. And this is what I so much like about making a choice, because it's on one hand, we really go into the unknown by making choices. And on the other hand, we can trust that everything is already being created. And this, of course, we can do when we are very tidied up, very empty, very resilient. And when we are trying not to control the things we are not able to control. And I think in this choice part, we now have again every topic we have talked about in the last year.
Of course, and still it has to be repeated and from different aspects. And there are two things which I have also learned. I mean, one thing I would like to add is that when you say there is a creator who has already, you know, created everything, and it's still our choice which way we go, which A or B, it's our choice at the end. And what I have learned in meditation, when you meditate, you always have an object where you look from your point to the object. Well, when you are able to go more deep, and it's not about concentration, it's just about to let go. It's not that easy. I know that personally quite well. You can change the perspective. And that what you are trying to explain is changing the perspective from another point of view, looking at yourself and looking at that, what was created or what you think you might have created, which you will get another perspective of. Yeah, so this is very true. And the other point I forgot right now, what I wanted to say.
Oh yeah, maybe you come to it, but we are not, of course, now at this choice I have made that I'm going to leave this podcast. And I also, you know, I've been without social media and all this stuff for a long time now. And for me, there are some reasons why I make this choice with a yes without a but. So we are in this world knowing a lot. At the same time, the more we know, the less we start embodying it. And for me, actually, what we do here, storytelling or story listening, is very, 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 very important. And at the same time, it needs to be done the way that we start eliciting the stories, being the stories, embodying the stories. And this is what I think we can do when we are really doing what we are doing, you and me now here, not now here on YouTube, but rather now here in our little environment, like a sower who puts the seed in the field, and this little environment carries it on, and it goes like a butterfly effect, you know, like a domino stone. And because the more broadcast is going on and people watch into their screens and saying, oh yes, that's how life goes, but we don't live it, we're just watching in the screen. The moment I think everything we do here might cause more suffering than allow people to embody the freedom they have. Mm-hmm. So this is why I make this choice, actually.
Okay. It's understandable, and you are totally right. I just day before yesterday, I think it was, I spoke to my mom, and she's also into some spiritual community where she listens to all that. And I just asked her, and that is also where I totally agree with you, is that we know everything intellectually, but it is time, whenever you have enough of information, to put it into action. And only into action, I think it should be a balance. You know, we are overloaded with information. I agree. But what I have also learned, and now I remember what I wanted to say, is even if all the offers what you have nowadays are actually talking about the similar or the same thing, I always realize that everyone has a different perspective and sees it from a different way, which again gives me another aha effect. I said, true, I have never thought about that from that perspective, with the ex- now with the combination of the experience I made. Yeah. So I'm not only me personally, I'm saying that. I was also a person who was just comparing myself to others. Oh, they know this, they know this. I need to do this training, I need to do that training, and I need to do this seminar again so I can be maybe a better coach or whatever. So I just said, just calm down and see what you already know and be aware of what you don't know. And that is not to be found in any of these kinds of podcasts or seminars. And that's where I started, of course, doing other things more and more, especially the meditation and going to retreats. But again, I'm right now also attending another program, which is based on the Kabbalah, and which gives me a total different perspective on certain things. But I just said, wow, how valuable is this perspective for me with my thought, because that will again gives me another value of that, how I think and how I act, especially, yeah, and how I go into meditation.
Yes, but this is you, of course, and yes, not someone else, and this is you who are already embodying it very much, you know, and you can use it for your work, you can use it for your communication with others. And if we use what we hear and what we see, and I mean, like your mother who's doing this in a community of people, and then they are all together and then they feel it together and then they're embodying it. But things like you and me, you know, people watch it, people maybe write you a mail or send me a message and say, wow, thank you very much, and so on. But it is not becoming a community of people who take it, who use it, and who embody it.
Well, so, I would say that part of the audience would also take it as I do, because myself, I'm in a community that is already putting it into action. Mm-hmm. And we are exchanging. So I would not say or 100% agree that I feel that there are many who are already doing it. There is a big change happening. But it is needed that more and more people do that. Yeah. In their speed, on their way, on their path, and to find the right access to it, it's their let's say duty or their responsibility to get the right path. So if, for example, taking your services, which what you are doing is amazing with your body work, for example, can be one possibility, yeah, is one. But there are also other possibilities.
Yes, and I have a but here, just because, of course, people are already, as you say, acting on it, behaving like what they learn. But again, it's a difference in the notion if we do it or if we do it together. You know, it's also again something different. And
no, many people are doing it individually. Of those who I know, they are not doing, yes, it together. To put it into action for oneself, because to realize that you are a unique person, which certain things cannot be copied. Certain things are just for you because you are a unique self. And there is a programming which is just for you, which is just meant for you. And taking it out from the group and take it individually, making the experience and bringing it back to the group, I think that is the most valuable thing.
Yes, and this is why we need much less noise and much more going within and realizing what of these things can I use for myself. And there's so much out there already, and we know it all. I mean, we know it all. So now it is by the time to really take this within and carry it out again. So creating a completely new outside world and a completely new extrinsic environment, which is then not influencing us, rather it's like a interconnected, it's a communicative play, it's a dance. And this is actually what we've always been talking about, and we always ask, how do we do it? And I think this is so crazy, because how do we do it is actually just participating in life and not thinking so much anymore about what else can I learn, what else is there to know, whose philosophy do I not know yet, blah blah blah. It's rather on really going within and realizing that we have it all already, and just being friends, being happy, being loving. Yeah,
Happy is the most important thing, being happy. And again, we all have our own definition of being happy, but it's actually just to live the life, the craziness of life, and enjoy it. But yeah, and to realize that there is actually nothing to worry about. This is something which gave me the last 3 years a relief to say, okay, there is actually nothing to worry about, even in the worst situations you are, and to accept certain things. But this is another topic I can also think about and speak about, and that's how it goes on. Yeah.
I always love to be invited by you, Purvi.
Of course. Anytime.
And I think, so if I thought about this, I know this is not an end. Of course, it's not. You and me, we are friends. So I love to speak to you as much as I can, because it's always so inspiring. When I think about you, I think about the Dalai Lama story. I think I have talked before about in one of the podcasts, the bowl of the Dalai Lama. When he gets a bowl as a present, he already thinks about this bowl falling down to the ground and breaking into 1,000 pieces. And this is why every time he drinks and eats out of this bowl, he treasures it. He thinks it's so precious and he loves it. And this is the way you and me and everybody should be with friends, with family, with all the things we have and with situations we have. And you are for me my bowl of the Dalai Lama and people. You know what I mean.
Thank you for very much for these warm and wonderful words. I can just return that to you, and I enjoyed it with you very much. And I'm 100% sure that we will be in touch, and we are in touch, of course. And I thank you for your friendship and for being. And I hope that we can have one more or the other, second, third, fourth podcast with you. And I know that you are developing many new things right now for your, let's call it not only business, but for the work you do. And I think we are going to hear a lot about and from you in the next weeks.